The Gospel according to John, chapter 14, and we read the first 18 verses. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. This is a very sacred and blessed chapter, beloved friends. We don't have to remind you of it, because many of you will know how many times the word in this sacred chapter has comforted your heart. The dear disciples were told here by the Saviour that he was to leave them and to go to Calvary. And oh, how troubled they were at this saying. But how lovingly the Saviour comforts them. And what blessed words they are. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And maybe those of you at this evening hour that have things that trouble you. And so often we are troubled, aren't we? But here was a word to comfort them and to settle them in the trouble they were in. Let not your heart be troubled. Why? Because, you see, they were in the hands of the dear Redeemer. All that was to come, that they had got to walk through, was in his hand. And he was to be with them in their trouble. I often think, and I've often quoted that beautiful word in Psalm 91. I remember your late beloved pastor preaching from it, and it is this: I will be with him in trouble, the Lord speaking. And now, what a difference that makes, isn't it? When we're in trouble and the Lord is with us in it. It's like the disciples when they were in the ship, tossed around and he was asleep in the hinder part of the ship. It didn't trouble the Saviour the sea, did it? Or the tempest, or the great waves, or the wind. But it troubled the disciples. He slept, but he was with them in it. And what did he do? He arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the sea. And what was the a sweet calm? And you know, when the Lord speaks such a word as this, let not your heart be troubled, it have a calming effect upon the heart of the child of God he speaks it to. But really what led me to this chapter was in the 13th, and really verse 14 too. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Oh, how we need to ask in the name of Jesus. I often quote it, don't I? This is the name the Father loves to hear his children plead. And all such pleadings he approves and blesses them indeed. You see, he instructs them there so beautifully, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. You see, he is the blessed intercessor for his dear people, pleading on their behalf, taking their prayers, their groanings, their sighs, presenting them before God the Father. So he says, and may this be of comfort to your heart and mine, those things you ask for. And how do we ask for them? In my name, he says. And then this sweet promise, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. That will I do. He has promised to grant to those that ask the very things they ask for. As he says in verse 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. Now there may be those who have got impossible things you're asking for tonight. But poor soul, ask in his name. For he has promised to do it. and he has all power to. It was like, and I just use this one simple illustration, Elijah on Mount Carmel. When he asked the Lord to send fire from heaven, the Lord was to do it. The gods of Baal couldn't do it, could they? They got no power. But you see, Elijah worshipped the God of heaven. He that has all power to do for us far exceeding abundantly we can ask or even think. And he says here, I will do it. Look at the certainty. And how do we ask? Ask in faith, nothing wavering. Why did Elijah ask the Lord to send the fire from heaven? Well, several reasons. One was because he believed the Lord would grant it. And secondly, to prove to all the worshippers of Baal who was the living God in Israel, the Lord himself. It didn't matter what the prophets of Baal did. They got no answer from their gods, did they? They cut themselves. They did all manner of things, but there was neither voice nor hearing. But so different with Elijah's God, wasn't it? Think of dear Hezekiah, what the Lord said to him through the prophet Isaiah. I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. The Lord was to do it. And what a mercy it is, in 2018 we still have the ever-performing God. He that has all power to do what his dear people wrestle and plead for, he has said, and I will do it. Well, may the Holy Spirit sweetly whisper this word into our souls, for he says, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And the dear disciples were to sweetly experience it. May that be our favoured Lord. Whatever be our state or case tonight, however impossible the things we bring before the Lord may seem to be, he has promised, I will do it. And you can plead that before him. Well, may the Lord bless these few rambling remarks.